When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Marketing food online. So I've got my Q&A video. I'm going to get into a handful of questions from you guys, and I want to get started right now. Okay, guys, just as I mentioned in my intro, I wanted to get into a handful of questions that I've got from you guys, the subscribers. And by the way, I want to thank you guys for all of the support and questions, and I'm glad that you are appreciating and liking the videos. That definitely gives me motivation to continue to make these videos in a very busy and hectic schedule that I do have, operating 6 businesses online and about 4 or 5 other YouTube channels. So really quick, so let's get into the questions. This first question is actually really, really good, and it's something that is I've actually heard from a handful, probably about a half a dozen to a dozen other subscribers. And the question was about selling a product. This one in particular says that she was producing pound cakes, and she wants to be selling them at farmers markets as well as selling to families and friends, something that's not necessarily in a kind of a commercial place like a farmers market. Would she need 2 different types of insurance policies? The answer is no, you don't necessarily need that, okay? You need to get an insurance policy that would encompass your home-based food production business. So if you're producing a food product within the cottage food laws, you need to just have an insurance policy for that, and they do have them out. Down below, I'll actually recap these questions, and then with the questions, I'll put a link to whatever the question is about, and I'll give you, for instance, there's a website that does write those policies specifically for home-based food businesses, and I'll give you that link down below, make it easy for you to find it, and then you can research that on your own. So having 2 separate insurance policies, no. If you're looking to sell at a farmer's market, though, keep in mind, now, farmer's markets have the ability and legally can require other requirements that are not related to the state, that are not related to counties and cities. What do I mean by that? Let's say I want to sell cookies. And the local farmer's market, the guy that owns it says, look, you need to have this type of an insurance policy. We need to be on the rider. You need to write us in within the policy. You need to have a certain amount of coverage. Or they may say, you know what, and this is great. Show me your proof of insurance. Then also your business license or your corporation. They can require a list of other things in order for you to sell at them. Okay, and that's totally up to them. If I owned a farmer's market, I can actually establish, you know, there's 10 rules of things that I need you to do if you're going to sell food, and I got to have this, 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 and this. So keep that in mind. And again, that won't necessarily have anything to do with the state, county, or city. But when it comes to the laws regulating the cottage food production within your home, that falls under the state, the county, and the city, okay? So they all can write their different rules and regulations, and it trickles down from state level all the way down to a local level. So you don't necessarily need to have 2 separate insurance policies, but it is something that you can do. And plus, there are companies, yes, that do write specifically policies for home-based food businesses. So The next one up, there is a subscriber that was shipping a product or wanting to ship a product. Now, this is something that I've talked about before, and I personally never use it, ever. It's just way too risky, and I don't want to take on that much risk with a single food product. But it's the use of dry ice compared to ice packs. My own take on it, don't do it. Dry ice can be extremely, if you've never handled dry ice or don't know how it actually works, but you've just heard about it, if you do not handle dry ice properly, if it's not packed with your food product properly, it can cause serious harm to the person who grabs it, holds it, plays with it, or manipulates it. The potential that it could break or something could be leaked out, or the opportunity for it to come in contact with your skin is not a good thing. Trust me. I had a bad encounter with it when I was a kid, a long, long time ago, and then realized my dad told me that it was probably not a good thing to grab. But anytime you ship it, I know that a lot of the shipping versions are actually in packages and in containers, but it's just compared to ice packs. I use ice packs like crazy during spring and summer for all of our chocolate products. I highly recommend it. If you get the right ice pack, it's also cheaper. It's less hazardous. You don't want to take all that risk. Be honest with you, you don't. If you're shipping a box of chocolates and you put dry ice in it, it's like a $20 box of a transaction for $20, and somebody gets hurt, it's going to cost you way more than $20. Trust me. Using dry ice, no. Please don't do that. Now, what are the laws? Also, the third question I have is from my subscriber is, what were the laws in regards to selling online? That's a great question because a lot of subscribers who are on my channel are wanting to sell products online. Now, there are not necessarily laws per se that are for selling online as it is compared to where you are and your business location. Is it incorporated? Is it in the right zoning area? Are you allowed to operate a food business where you are? Making sure that you follow your local laws, and when you register your business, and this is how we did it in the state that I'm in, our business is 100% online. So when we registered for our business license, we had to specify that we were an e-commerce business. That may be something new. That also may be something that your county or city may not or may ask you. Again, that varies. But we are actually a online merchant, and that was spelled out in a sense when we applied for our license itself. So in the process of getting your license for a business, you may be asked to specify, are you a brick and mortar retailer or are you online? Check that out and make sure, of course, if you're online, you could be both. I know that the application that we had actually had a box that had both. So if you're operating a brick and mortar retail store and you also just sell online, you can specify that. But is there any special laws for it? Nah, I personally have never come across any special laws. But you just need to follow the law in regards to making sure that your business is incorporated, get yourself, you know, your insurance, make sure that you have the right permits and things where you are in the city and county that you're at. And those things will be what you'll need to do in order to just get yourself online. I know that there is also a really quick side note. If you're manufacturing food products, you would be registered as a manufacturer of food products. If you're a reseller of food products that are already produced and you're simply buying in bulk and then just reselling them, not manipulating them in the sense that you're opening them and putting them together and mixing them or baking them and then making another product. If you're simply just reselling food products, that would be something again that you would have to specify on your business application. Okay. So lastly, I'll do really quick is a question, and this is kind of an interesting one. One of my subscribers was looking to sell frozen cookie dough. Which is actually crazy delicious. I've had quite a bit of that from Whole Foods and a couple other grocers in our area. Frozen cookie dough, shipping it. There is a big challenge in doing this. Can it be done? Of course, anything can be done. Is it going to be profitable? Is it going to be something that you want to do during spring and summertime? I'm not really sure about that. But if you're wanting to get into selling frozen cookie dough, can you ship it? Yes, you could. Number one. Number two, the trick is to figure out how to maintain that temperature as it is in transit, and hopefully crossing your fingers that there are no delays in shipping, which that has happened to some of our stuff during the summertime with chocolate pretzels, and it was like UPS didn't deliver it a week or 2 weeks out, and it was melted, and it was a mess. It was horrible. Now, that would end up being an order that I didn't make any money on because I had to refund it. So The idea is to think of all the parameters. If you're shipping something frozen, can you maintain the frozen temperature in transit? Number two, can you guarantee that it's going to be there? And now you're talking about someone buying a cookie dough that they could potentially get at a local store very inexpensively, but would they pay a premium plus shipping and all the time and the delay and transit? I don't know if that would really be profitable. Again, you can do anything you want to do, but take into consideration these aspects that you probably didn't think of. Frozen cookie dough is delicious and crazy addicting, but is it going to be profitable if you ship it and you have half of them you have to refund because there's an extra couple days delay and it melted and then there is an issue with the safety of the food product too? Probably not a good idea. But with that being said, you could probably start locally if you create a frozen cookie dough and begin to get it into markets locally where you are. That's another way to do it. And you may not have to necessarily ship it, and you can bring it to those grocers or bring it to those local retailers, coffee shops, restaurants. I mean, there's a lot of different places that could utilize a product like frozen cookie dough and sell it to their patrons. So keep that in mind. I wouldn't necessarily go the route of shipping. That is something I would say no, okay? So with that being said, I will wrap up this video and I'll keep it short and sweet. As always, if it was helpful, do give me a big thumbs up. If you guys have any other questions, let me know. I enjoy doing these Q&A questions because I get a lot of questions every day, but I don't get a chance to respond to all of them immediately, but I can do a lot of them in these videos.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.